bachelor's degree in social work are eligible for the one-year program. Stipends in child welfare, opioid workforce expansion, and Native American tuition support to eligible students are available. Find out more at du.edu/socialwork. It's Wednesday morning here on KSJE, and it's time for our weekly segment with noted author Ron Price, who is here. Ron is an author, of course, of the Play Nice in Your Sandbox series of books. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Scott. Good to be back with you this morning.
Thank you very much. I have a little copy of your book in my hot little hands right here. This is the one that's Play Nice in Your Sandbox at Work.
Right.
And there are a couple more in the series, but we are going to do some segments from the book.
We are,
right?
For the next couple of few weeks.
Yeah.
That's the book I came out with in 2016. And it's funny, Scott, you know, when you
write
a
book. Life was so much simpler in 2016. Oh, I'm just trying to think back. Yeah.
Stop it.
Right. The birds were singing.
Yeah. Yes. But I still remember the first time I held that book in my hands. I've never had a child, but I imagine I experienced the same right in the middle of your brain, in the amygdala, that joy, that euphoria. Whoa, look at this book. And
well, how many years and months went into creating this book, see? So blood, sweat, and tears, I think, right? You could probably call it.
I'm like a lot of people, Scott. I heard a statistic, 80% of people want to write a book, Americans, 80% uh-huh. want to write a book. By the way, if anybody does want to write a book, I'm not going to help you, but I know people who can.
Okay.
So if you're interested in writing a book, get a hold of me. If I can do it, you can do it.
I don't know about
that's not humility.
Okay.
And then there's some effort, but
right. But I think everybody probably has a story inside of them, don't you? To share, no matter what it might be.
Exactly right.
So just like you.
And we talk ourselves out of it. That's why it took me 30 years. It was 28 and a half wanting to write a book, and maybe a year and a half of actually writing it and finding the right people to edit it and format it and
right.
different parts like that. But in the play nice model in all three books, the play is how do you prevent conflict? Trivial, insignificant, can I say stupid on public radio?
Sure.
You know, little minuscule matters that if you're not careful can blow up on you, take over your life and become something you don't need, want, to deserve. So that's the play portion. The nice is how do you resolve the significant differences that you are going to have with other human beings with whom you interact on a regular basis. Scott, can I assume you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
I think I do, yes.
Thank you. I don't have a collar. We won't turn this into a confessional, but we're all imperfect human beings trying to get along with other imperfect human beings.
Right.
And to think there wouldn't be conflict from time to time is foolhardy. It is. So I want to share the L chapter today, the list of 10. Let's see how we're doing on time.
Oh, yeah, we're good.
I can do this.
Yeah.
It's a story about an accountant who had worked for this firm for 40 years. And over his career, nobody could ever remember him ever getting crosswise with anyone. Clients, coworkers, management, nobody. And so he's retiring and they decide they got to throw a party. They're going to celebrate a career like that. And at the party, one of the new accountants, this was a large firm, came up to him and said, "How did you do that? How did you work 40 years and nobody can ever remember you being crosswise with anybody?" He thought for a moment. He said, "Well, I figure it like this. Way back when I first started, kind of like you, I realized that everybody I would be dealing with were going to have flaws, faults, shortcomings, imperfections that weren't going to change, and I could get upset about them if I wanted, or look the other way, if you will. So I decided to make a list of everyone's top 10 faults. Not everyone, but those with whom I interacted on a regular basis. And so whenever they did one of those top 10 faults, I just said, well, you got to take the good with the bad. You know, nobody's perfect. And I was able to overlook it. And the young accountant said, "Oh, I like that. How about this? How about if I real quick write down what I think the boss's top 10 faults are, compare it with your list, and see how close we get?" And the accountant kind of chuckled and said, "Well, to tell you the truth, I never really wrote them down. But every time she did something that bothered me, I always said, boy, lucky for her, that's one of the 10. What a mindset, Scott.
Right.
We're all imperfect. People are going to get on your under your skin. Thank you. Under your skin and on your nerves. I sometimes get those backwards.
Yes. Right.
They're not doing it on purpose. Have an imaginary list of 10 mentality that says, you know what? I can't expect perfection from anyone else. I don't expect it from myself. So I'm going to overlook their basic humanity. Now, don't take this too far. Please don't take this too far. You know, he's not stealing from the company nearly as much as he used to. Lucky for him, that's, stop it. Or, you know, she doesn't come to work drunk. I think it's down to like two or three times a month. Good for, no, that's not one of the 10. We're not talking about behaviors that are outlandishly inappropriate. We're talking about the little idiosyncrasies that we all have that if we really want to, we can overlook. We don't have to let them get to me. What say you, Dr. Micklin?
I think that's good advice, Mr. Price.
Thank you.
And thank you for sharing that. So that is one of the gems in the book, right?
That is. That is. And there you go. By the way, we raised different points during this program, Scott. If anybody has any questions about a particular topic that I raise, you can reach me at ron@ronprice.com, ron@ronprice.com. If you'd like to have a copy of the book, I'll offer it for a KSJE listener discount. So, again, get a hold of me, ron@ronprice.com. Love to talk to you.
All right, there you go. We put the your email address at the bottom of the screen when you're up on camera there, Ron,
so people
can see it. So there you are.
All right.
Thank you for coming in. We'll see you next week.
We'll do it.
All right, that's Ron Price, my guest here on KSJE Farmington.
In the hot summer of 1925, John